Today we're going to be talking about the pregnancy and the poverty of the personal. It's personal when we open our hearts. It's personal when we close them. And the choice between the two under the regime of class is political. What I'm going to be arguing today is that the personal just means our bodies, and that our bodies are contested terrain. We're also going to be talking about how the panopticon works in us, as well as in the broader network of power, and how it can help us see power in the socially inculcated need to achieve. I'm taking time with Bentham and the panopticon because it's a design that helped power organize its thought. And therefore, it's a model, the panopticon, for how power has organized our lives. Recalling our discussion in recent weeks of vision, we know the significance of the fact that Bentham specifically designed the panopticon to be so, to be a tool for power, to handle us, the people. So the reason why we should care how power thinks is because how they think is manifested in us and can only be exorcised by our consciously seeing it and choosing to say no to it. We need Bentham because he describes class society as it is, not as we're told it is. In Waking Up, I emphasize this a lot, the importance of seeing reality, so we can move forward and decide consciously what we want. If power has been consciously trying to design us to be obedient, realize Bentham's and Plato's vision, then we have to carefully scrutinize what we've become as a result of their efforts. We have been living, I believe, pretend lives, pretending that the nation state cares about the people, pretending that a system of jobs promotes individual growth, pretending we exert governance, pretending we have happiness or can choose it, pretending we don't need each other, pretending there are natural masters who model greatness for us to emulate, pretending we don't pay them obeisance, pretending we haven't turned our backs on the oceans, our mother, pretending we care about Earth, our grandmother, pretending how big we are is up to our individual selves alone, which lie intersects with our nature to be big, to use our earth-given gifts. I think they leash us by our longing for greatness. We don't see yet how we can achieve it if we disappear into the commonality. And we don't see that what they give us is a false choice. Instead, we're told that greatness must be achieved. That voice is power in us. That's internalized discipline, the master's voice. But our true voice can never come but from true power, from claiming the world by renaming it.